Man, this is such a warm song. It's Panderizi, by the way. Production done by Arafat and vocals by Nali as well. Helele Mama. Beautiful song indeed. It's 9:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Let's talk rugby.
You couldn't make that Fresh event? No worries. The picks are on freshfm.com.na/get.
It's time to tune into the Rugby World Cup show, radio show for that matter, with Pastor Pulana Instant Noodles. Once again, thank you so much for choosing us. Yesterday, we played against Uruguay. It was a massive game. We played fantastic rugby, but we just couldn't see it out because of the sin bins. We had three players that were sin binned. We had one player was actually, a Seth that was totally sent off for a high tackle. But you know what? Let's bring in Obidi Joe Blom to help us with expert analysis.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan. Yeah, our World Cup journey has come to an end, our Namibian rugby team. But I think the boys did us proud yesterday. We started like a house on fire. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we could not keep on going with the momentum that we built up in the first half. And unfortunately, I think our scrums were much better than the previous games. Our lineouts were excellent. We even stole some lineout balls from the Uruguayan team. But our discipline let us down. And it is not actually discipline, but it was just the way, the technique of the tackles that let us down. I think the changing point in the whole game was our three yellow cards and the one red for Seti.
Yo.
That was turned from yellow to red by the TMO. I think that was what totally changed the whole balance and the whole momentum of the game. It changed it over to Uruguay, but we had a very, very, very good game. Our kicker Tian was very, very good kicking from the tee, the ball in hand. His technical kicks were excellent.
Yeah,
our outside backs, they were the ones that scored our two tries, JC and Gershwin.
Mm.
Very, very good finishers of the game. Gershwin, the guy's a natural. He's got an eye for a gap and he can really read a line.
Yeah.
And I think our future is in very, very good hands because he's still young. He will be there a couple of more World Cups. And yesterday we had to say goodbye to a lot of our veterans like JC Seti, Aranos, Thorsten, and I think, but what's the other guy's name?
The 39-year-old, I think.
Flanker. PJ Van Lille, also one of the guys that bid farewell to the team yesterday. But we had the game. It was our game to lose, actually. But I think in the end, our fitness let us down, and the guys that came on, they could not sustain the pressure that were built up in the first half. One of our local players, our Mzansi Cup captain. Yeah. Prince Gausep, he was excellent.
Oh, man,
for
he
me.
Was excellent.
Personally, Prince was the guy who was putting up the pressure in the first 20 minutes. He played his heart out. For me, he's the player of the match. He's really a guy that step
his
up and he led from the front. He's one
brilliant.
Of the leaders in the camp. And he really, really step up and he led from the front there. But all in all, NSK Shikwan, I think we had a good game. We take a lot of positives from the game, but it was our game to win. And we also scored our most points ever in a World Cup game, 26.
Yeah.
I think our previous top score were 25. So a lot of positives coming from that game. And I think we can just build on that performance. And next time, really, we will come back stronger. We just need more tests in the future during the year. Not just World Cup year. We have to scramble for tours and for tests.
Mm-hmm.
But we really need to play more international games as a unit. Not as the Mzansi team, but as the national team, we need to play more games, and then I think we will be able to win big games at the big stages like the World Cup.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Abudi Joe Blom. That was brilliantly said. I do agree with him. Prince was a superstar yesterday. We had, but that was number six. Yeah, it was Prince. It was Gershwin. Yo, Gershwin is just brilliant on that. Also, was it Swanepoel, I think, that was our kicker. He was just on point. He just kept on putting those points on the board, which is exactly what I've been talking about the whole time. But overall, the whole team played brilliantly. Yes, we unfortunately struggled that side with our discipline. And Winivi, oh my goodness, what a leader. What a leader. That is what we want to see from a leader on the field. Okay? Aggressive. Fight for your team. You know what I mean? Ask the referee a question or two, even though in rugby they really frown on that. They don't really want you to back chat and just have a conversation with the referee, I love that we felt his presence from out here. So thank you so much, Ablom. Until the next rugby one, I guess, but we'll keep an eye also on the rest of the tournament. Let's leave it at that. Enjoy the 2023 Rugby World Cup with Pasta Polana instant noodles, quick, easy and super tasty.
Take part in our legendary